So one of the things I'll tell you, all the householders, bring up your children very nicely, whether you have them already or not, and make it a point that they become good devotees. And make it a point that you train them to become good brahmacharis. I'll give you an example. You see, in America there is a temple. The temple president is a disciple of mine. He's a very effective person. He's a very successful businessman. And at the same time he was running the temple. And he used to request me to send pujaris from India. And I used to kind of express my reluctance that it is, you know, because sending the boys from India to America means, you know, ending their spiritual life. They come to America, they stay there for 3 years, they get their green card, and then they disappear.
Same thing happens over here.
Right, it's a similar situation. So the thing is, you know, how can I, you know, endorse that? How can I be a part of, you know, destroying their spiritual life? And he was insisting, you know, like, temples, you can't maintain the temple without devotees from India. Americans are enjoying. Then I told him, why not preach to the Americans and make them join? Like, if you don't preach, then they're not going to walk into the temple on their own. Therefore, you know, like, you are not preaching. That's why they're not coming. So preach. And he was telling, his point was how difficult it was to make devotees. I said, it is difficult because you haven't created the proper atmosphere. Like during our time, when we are young, when Prabhupada was there, temples are filled with American devotees. So you can't say that Americans are not going to join. If you make the presentation properly, Americans will join. So in this way we are discussing. Then at one point I just asked him, just to make that point that you haven't created that atmosphere for them to join. I meant that you have to create the atmosphere so exciting that people will feel that joy. And he has a son. So then at one point I asked him, will you want your son to become a devotee, full-time devotee? I mean, he probably never thought of it. Or it just came to him. And for a few seconds, he could answer. I could see that he was thinking. And then finally he told me no. Then I told him, if you, being the temple president of the temple, don't want your son to join the temple, how can you expect that anybody else's son will join the temple? So the point is, we must create the atmosphere of the temple so exciting that we should be the first one to offer our children. This is the goal of life. Now if we don't allow our children, then what's the use of our preaching? That's hypocritical. That's a farce. Now, my son will go and become a corporate executive, and let your son come and take care of the temple. My point is that make the temple atmosphere so exciting that it will be much better option than becoming a corporate executive. That is what we have to do.
But I have two questions.